Welcome to the Earth and Environmental Systems Science Podcast from the Colorado School of Mines. I am your host, Dr. Christian Shorey. In late December of 1968, Frank Borman, Bill Anders, and Jim Lovell became the first human beings to leave the Earth's gravitational influence and then be captured by the Moon's gravitational influence. As they went around the backside and came back into view, the sight that met them of the Earth rising above the dead Moon's surface was transmitted back to the Earth, and that image has become one of the most famous sights of the human race. Before that time, the scientists of the planet Earth tended to work in their separate fields of geology, biology, hydrology, atmospheric science. But at the moment of seeing the Earth in space, that lone blue ball out there, it became realized that we could not work in our separate fields anymore, that we must start to talk between the fields, because geology was not separate from biology, which was not separate from hydrology or atmospheric science. All of them influenced each other, and a systems approach began to congeal. In a systems approach, we put a boundary around the natural phenomena that we're interested in. We look at the matter and the energy that crosses that boundary, and then we look at the internal organization within that boundary, and we look at the way that matter and energy transfers from one subsystem to another. Now, the term environment also comes into our course title, and the term environment is best defined as all that surrounds us with which we interact. Now, what we interact with today is actually pretty far-reaching. We do have spaceships that are reaching the outer limits of the solar system. So, in a sense, we interact with that. We definitely are interacting with Mars, with all the rovers that are up there, sending images back and scooping up dirt and analyzing it. But in this particular course, we're not as concerned with something that far out. We will talk about the solar system because we cannot be isolated completely. The Earth cannot be isolated completely from that solar system influence. The Moon coming even closer is going to have a large gravitational pull on us. But for the most part, if you take a look at that picture from Apollo 8, that Earthrise image, you see that solitary Earth with a fuzzy boundary of the atmosphere. And if we go up maybe 150 kilometers from the surface, we can say that that is